Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David, from that day forward, and Samuel rose up, and he went to Ramah. So now you can see that of the tribe of Judah, of the Yehudim, of the Jews, will come the Messiah through the family of David, the family of David. In 2 Samuel chapter 7, in verse 8, God said to David, 2 Samuel 7, "Now therefore, so shalt thou say unto my servant David." David, a king from the tribe of Judah, from among the Jews, he said, "Thus you shall say, the Lord of hosts said unto you, I took thee from the sheepfold, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel." And you notice what he continued, and he said to him, verse 12, "When thy days shall be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed," the seed of David now, "I will set up thy seed," the Mashiach, "thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels. And I will establish his kingdom, and he shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. And I will be his father, and he shall be my son." Notice that here we have the promise that the Mashiach will come, Ben David, the son of David, that God will establish his kingdom, God will establish his house, and God will establish his throne forever. My dear friend, this is why salvation, Yeshua said, is of the Jews, because God has set it in such a way that when the Messiah will come to provide salvation, to provide Yeshua to this world, he will be of the seed of the woman, of the seed of Abraham, of the seed of Yitzhak, of the seed of Yaakov, of the seed of Yehuda, of the seed of David, and he will become the one that ultimately will become the king of Israel, but he must come to die and to give his life a ransom for many. In fact, this is exactly how the Gospel of Matthew began. The book of the generation of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. And you have the genealogy. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judah and his brethren. And as you read a little further on, where it says in verse 16, "And Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary." He was not the father of Jesus, but he was the husband of Mary, of Miriam, because Miriam did not give birth to any children before she, first of all, was impregnated by the Spirit of God to give birth to the Messiah himself. Miriam, of whom was born Yeshua, who is called Christ, the Mashiach, the Messiah. And you remember, beloved friend, we read right in the beginning of the Gospel of John, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And verse 2 says, "The same was in the beginning with God." Verse 3 says, "All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made which was made." And then we read in verse 14, "And the Word," this eternal God, "became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so now, beloved brothers and sisters, as we are going back to our fourth chapter, and as Yeshua is saying to the Samaritan woman, "Woman, believe me, the hour cometh, when ye shall neither in this mountain," that's Mount Gerizim, "nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. HaYeshua, he meha Yehudim." The salvation for the world will come through the one that will be born through the Jewish people, through the nation of Israel, a descendant of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Judah, and David. And he will be the descendant of the Jewish people. And so how he is helping her to understand how the Messiah was supposed to come exactly in accordance to the word of God. And so in verse 23 and in verse 24, Yeshua continues, he said, "But the hour cometh," and now is. You see, we are now approaching the time when the true worshipers, verse 23 of John 4, "shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." In a sense, beloved friend, our Lord Jesus, our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, was really introducing something that was just about to begin. Remember, he is in the beginning of his ministry here. Within about 3 years from now, he will die on a Roman cross. He will be buried and he will rise again and will be ascended to heaven, and he will send the Holy Spirit of God, and he will form the body of Christ, the body of Messiah. Israel, as a nation, did not accept him as he knew and as the prophets foretold in days of old. At the first coming, Israel was not going to accept the Messiah as Isaiah and others of the prophets foretold. But once Israel will be in a time of rejection of the Messiah, these early Hebrew believers will preach the message of the gospel, and the whole world will hear about this Savior, the Messiah, the Redeemer, and the body of Christ, the body of Mashiach, the body of Messiah will be formed. And we already live some 2,000 years since the beginning of the age, of the era, of the assembly, of the ecclesia, of the church, of the kehilah in which we live in today. That will come to an end. This era will come to an end when the Messiah, Jesus, will come to restore Israel at the last days, at the end of the church age, after he will rapture out of here his heavenly company and come down to this earth to restore Israel and to establish the kingdom that is promised by the prophets of old to the nation of Israel. But in the meanwhile, in these verses, verse 23 and 24, the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, described to this Samaritan woman who, you might say, have no idea about those things and is so far from the Lord, you might say, because of her spiritual condition. She had five husbands. The one she lived with now is not her husband. You might say she is in such a sinful state. What information does she need to know? Well, the Lord gave her information here, of course, for all of us, because we are like her, sinners by nature, who need the forgiveness of the Lord and the salvation of the Lord. So he is instructing her, and she, of course, limited in her understanding. She didn't have the whole canon of scripture like you and I have today, beloved friend. But what he is telling her applied to this present day age in which you and I live in today. What the Lord is telling to this Samaritan woman is amazing, amazing, amazing. Let me read this again, just for the benefit of us all. The hour is coming, and now is. I'm here, Yeshua saying. I'm soon to die and to finish the work of redemption and to begin a new era. And now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, to remind you, in every generation, true worshippers must worship God in accordance with the Holy Spirit's guidance and in truth. That's applied to every period of time in history of men in relationship to God. But what he's really saying to the Samaritan woman, that in this coming era, they will no longer need to go to Jerusalem to worship in a temple, because he knows also that the temple will not be there anymore in 70 AD. So it's no longer limited to one locality anymore, not for the Samaritan on Mount Gerizim, and not for the Jewish people in the city of Jerusalem, but anywhere, any place in the world, when anyone who is sincerely a true worshiper of God through the person of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, who paid for their sins, they can come to him anywhere, any place, among the nations of the world. It reminds me of the verse that is found in Matthew chapter 18, in verse 20, Yeshua said to his disciples, he says, "For where two or three are gathered together unto my name," Yeshua said, "there am I in the midst of them." Even if there is two people or three people who gather unto my name in according to my will, then he promised to be in the midst of them. And you can just imagine. Sadly, we just read about the temple in the second chapter, that Yeshua took whip and he cast all the money changers and all those who sold and bought in the temple, he cast them out of the temple. You remember he already have challenged them inside the temple in the city of Jerusalem, and he was not happy with their spiritual state. He says, "Take these things hence. Make not my Father's house a house of merchandise." You see what happened? When things deviate from the ways of the Lord, it only causes harm rather than help. And that's why he was not happy with the condition that existed in the temple in Jerusalem. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Spirit, ruach, truth, emet. Spiritual worship and in truth. And that's why we are challenged today. Sadly, of course, now that we are 2,000 years after the foundation of the assembly, sadly, we must admit that we live in the same kind of condition like it was when the Lord Jesus the Messiah came 2,000 years ago. And sadly, the church, Christendom, has fallen into the same condition where there is no longer the way that he intended, that the Lord intended it, to worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And many times there is that which is disorderly that existing in the last days of the Laodicean age. And that's why it is so important for us to ask the Lord to help us, because of our still old sinful nature, we are inclined to forget that we are called to worship the Father in spirit and also in truth. Now, as we lead towards the end of these verses, notice this, brothers and sisters and dear friend. In verses 25 to 30, the Samaritan woman realized that indeed he was that promised Mashiach. And so we read in verse 25, "The woman said unto him, I know that the Messiah cometh, and that he is called Christ, or Christot in the Greek, Mashiach in the Hebrew. When he come, he will tell us all things. Now notice, I just want to mention, this is very important. I know the Messiah cometh, who is called Christ. It's interesting. Every time the Greek says Christos, it was taken from the Hebrew Mashiach. The Hebrew Mashiach is anointed one. And when we translate from the Christos Greek into the English saying Christ, what we really say, Mashiach, anointed one, in the same way. So the Messiah, the Mashiach, the Christ, simply mean the anointed one. If you remember in chapter 1, in verse 41, Andrew found his brother Simon, and he said, he first finds his own brother Simon, and he saith unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. So he was really saying to him in Hebrew, Matzanu et HaMashiach, we found the Messiah, the Mashiach, who is interpreted in a Greek called Christ, Christos. And the English use the word Christ today. So whenever we say Christ, whenever we say Messiah, we really say the Hebrew word Mashiach, which means the anointed one, HaMashiach. Of course, today he is in relationship to the assembly, to the ecclesia, but in the future he will be as a Messiah in relationship to the nation of Israel in a future day when he will gather Israel back to himself. And so he said, I know that the Messiah will come and he will tell us all things. And notice what Yeshua said to her, I that speak unto thee am he. Ani HaMashiach. I am the Messiah. I that speak unto you is he. It's beautiful. In Hebrew it says, Ani hu HaMedaber Elaich. I that speak unto you am the Messiah. Am the Mashiach. Am he. This is very precious because every one of us who is coming from the land of Israel, from among our people, we are waiting for the Mashiach to come. Many songs have been sung over the generation. From a young boy, I remember how many times we sang, when the Mashiach will come, when the Messiah will come. Where is the promises that God had promised to our forefathers? And not knowing that the Messiah have already come, that his name is Yeshua, that Israel as a nation did not accept him at the first coming, and that the body of Messiah, body of Christ, will be formed for this era, and that he, the Messiah, Yeshua, will restore one day our people of Israel back to himself. This we only have learned when we have been exposed to this wonderful person whose name is Yeshua, whose name is Jesus. Now in these closing verses, we find very precious truth. We read now in verses 27 to verse 30 that the disciples came. They were sent earlier, if you remember, in verse 8, the disciples were gone away into the city to buy food. Now we find in verse 27, upon this, when he just told the Samaritan woman that he is the Mashiach, he is the Christ, he is the Messiah. Then the disciples came and they were amazed, they were marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou? Or why dost thou talkest thou with her? In other words, they did not want to ask him why you speak with her, because of course there was no dealing with the Samaritans. The Samaritan have gone astray. The Samaritan have introduced new religion. The Samaritan was a mixture. The Samaritan was a believe in Jehovah, but also in other idols, in other gods, in other that which was contrary to the word of God. So there was no dealing with the Samaritan. And over this generation, from about 950 BC until the time that the Lord is here, that Yeshua is here 950 years, you might say, pass by. So there was no dealing for nearly 1,000 years. And so now, here is Yeshua is now dealing with this Samaritan woman. And so we find out now that the woman, after the Lord Yeshua the Messiah said to her, I, the one that speak to thee, am he, am the Mashiach, am the Messiah, I am the Mashiach. The woman left. It says in verse 28, the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith unto the men. You notice now, she came to draw water. She should have taken the water with her. But she got much more than just physical water that she came to draw from that well. She got spiritual water. Here she discovered in her own soul that these Jewish men have told her that he was the Mashiach. And that salvation come through the Jewish people because God have promised that the Messiah will come through the Jewish people. And finally, here is this Jewish man, the Messiah Yeshua himself, sinless man, who is telling her, I am the Mashiach, I am the Messiah. So she left the water pot, she went back into the city, and now, instead of quietly going to the side, she is now saith unto the men of that city of Sychar, as we read of this city in verse 5, a city in Samaria which is called Sychar, most likely Shechem, Shechem. And here she is speaking out to the men. Notice, it doesn't say to the women, to the men. Apparently, again, it may have to do with the kind of condition that she had been in. Involved five husbands, the men she lived with, not her husband. So she go to the men and notice what she tells them in verse 29. Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Mashiach, the Christ, the Christos, the anointed one? Come! Now she, beloved friend, listen, she become like a messenger to proclaim to her people in the cities of Samaritans, come and see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Messiah? Is not this the Messiah? Beautiful. In Hebrew, bo'u u'u ish. Asher hegidli kol asher asiti. Ha'ein zehu ha-Mashiach? Come see a man who told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Messiah, or can this be the Mashiach, the anointed one, the Christos, the Messiah? What a wonderful proclamation. Come! Come and see a man. What an invitation for us all. Come. The Lord is inviting men to come and see. And beloved friend, when we come and see how precious Yeshua Jesus the Messiah is, we found pleasure in knowing him, because indeed the Mashiach, the anointed one, came to provide redemption. And because all of us are guilty before God, the only one that can pay for the sin of this world and the sin of each and every one of us was he, because he was that sinless one. He was the one of whom we read, all we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, but the Lord laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53 and verse 6. My question to you, have you come to know him? Have you come to see? Did you come to see that man? Notice it says here about him as a man. He often call himself Yeshua. I am the son of man, Ben Ha'adam. He became a man so he can die as man, so he can be punished as man for the sin of all men, all humanity. So he will pay for the sin. So after he died and was buried, shed his blood and rose again, he became now the Redeemer, the Messiah. As he said to the Samaritan woman, I that you speak with am that Messiah. I am he. And so verse 30, then they went out of the city and came unto him. You notice that? The very same woman, sinner, from the Shomronim, from the Samaritan. The Lord Yeshua used her now to become a vessel to draw others to himself. And so she did. And she invited, come and see a man who have told me all that I ever did. Is not this the Mashiach, the Messiah, the Christ, the Savior? And they came. And they now came unto him. And we're going to continue on in the will of the Lord with what went on in the next verses of chapter 4. From verse 35, further towards the end of the chapter, and you can see how Yeshua is drawing to himself one by one. And people came, including many among the Samaritans, to come to know that Yeshua indeed is the promised Messiah. Wonderful, wonderful passage that we had before us. Well, God bless you, my dear friend. May the Lord encourage our hearts and lead us closer to himself as we learn more about our blessed Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. Have a good day. Shalom, shalom.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitan. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.